Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
1st. So I finally flipped the fool's coin, both coins, and it brought me here. Everything was so strange. I mean, people walking backwards, everything is happening in reverse, it's mirror reflections, it's incredibly disorienting. But then the fool found me, 0401, came and found me, and is, well, I mean, man, that guy's a lot.
So, here's your hot chocolate.
Oh, thank you.
I have been missing this since I gave you my coin. Drink up. There you go. Now that's a smile that only I could deliver.
Everything is just so good.
Worked on it for centuries. As I was saying, I thought, you know, the two coins in one hand, that's a good experiment to figure out. But an even better experiment, and quite frankly, maybe even a little easier, is to reverse the course of an entire day. So I've been doing that here. I've been running everything in reverse. A relatively simple process, but still, you know, something that needs to be monitored day in and day out. You gotta be careful. I'm hoping that in this process, I can find out if this would be potentially a safeguard around the entity.
Right. Like if it's maybe it wouldn't want to eat it, or it couldn't find it or something?
Maybe it can only consume time in the forward linear direction. Maybe it can't consume time going backwards. Maybe it can't enter it. Maybe it can't see it. We don't know. There's too many questions. And even if this answer is yes, it can do all those things, that is still one more question answered. And that is my game, answering questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, actually, that makes sense because, so you know Valentine.
Of course.
Yes, and so Valentine, I was at a diner, my friend's diner, it has a time loop.
Time loop?
Yes, and they trapped part of the entity in the diner, and it found a way with this. Oh, they gave me one. It's these stakes, and it makes a temporal dam, and you have to put them around a day or around a space or something, and it can help contain the entity, or at least a piece of it. It's new. We're experimenting. But anyway, they trapped it in this time loop. And it every time it ate, I recycled time, the same time, repeated time, it got weaker and weaker. And so maybe it's not about reversing time as it is sort of recycling it or repeating it. And then once the entity gets weak enough, I mean, maybe we could do something like fully get rid of it.
You said it gets weaker?
Yeah.
Smaller?
Yes.
I don't think you've asked the right questions, darling.
We're like still experimenting with the stuff.
What you're saying, if I can understand these stakes correctly, and harnessing them into a time loop is quite fortuitous and quite ingenious, in fact. But the thing of it is, it's not getting weaker.
No, it is. It is. It's getting smaller, weaker. Easier to control.
Those are not all the same things. In fact, they are very different. And what you are seeing as something getting weaker is not, in fact, it getting weaker. It is that it is getting less and less and less of the entity.
Right. Okay.
You see the difference? Weaker implies a loss of power, which I suppose is true, but really the more important thing is that it is becoming less itself and more human.
Human? What do you mean?
The entity was a human. Is still a human in some senses.
What do you mean, is still of... The entity is human?
A time agent.
You know, I had a thought. I Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot. I thought maybe that the entity could be an agent, a corrupted agent. Something went wrong with the agency.
Something went wrong, something went right.
Trust me, nothing is going right with the entity. Could tell you that for sure.
It is very important that you widen your mind. Something may be going wrong for you, something may be going right for others. The battlefield is much wider than you think. See the whole board. Otherwise, you'll never capture this thing.
But... So it's... You think it's becoming more human?
I don't think.
What?
What?
What? I...
Huh?
Okay, anyway, It... Wait, is that an alarm going off?
Oh, yes, the tigers. Silly me. I just had to go deal with a few things before this reality collapses.
What?
So, if you don't mind, please be sure before you leave, finish up your hot chocolate and finish the rest of mine.
Here you go. Here you go. Okay. Thank you.
Because if you don't finish the hot chocolate, then you won't get the coin back.
Okay. Wow. I got distracted. No, but I have more questions.
And I have more answers.
Man, he's weird. God damn, is this hot chocolate amazing.
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG Party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.